Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Happy Monday!
It's time to look at the week ahead.
What a Monday morning.
Let's take a look at the week ahead here on Wisconsin's Morning News. What will be on your timeline? What's in your news feed? What's going to be on the television, the radio, on your phone, or in the newspaper? We're going to tell you right now.
Why don't you just tell me what's happening this week?
Davidson Park opens today. Opens to the public. This is the Harley-Davidson Park that's going to be there on Juneau right by the headquarters. Pretty neat. It's going to be open to the public. You can use it. You can rent it. All kinds of options there. They're going to have a big to-do today for Davidson Park.
I'm glad the Davidsons are getting something solely named for them.
Yeah.
Because everybody calls them Harleys,
Harley,
right?
Harley, yeah. So, yeah, that comes out later today. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren will headline a rally in Madison today for the Biden-Harris campaign. And Game 7 of the NHL Stanley Cup Final is tonight. For Tuesday, got another I-94 meeting. DOT is going to host another meeting Tuesday and Wednesday discussing the East-West Freeway Project. This is that area there. You know the one between the zoo and the Marquette.
Discussing what? Again,
well, so the purpose of the project is to address the deteriorated condition of the interstate, obsolete ramp and bridge design, existing and future traffic demand, and high crash rate. So they're trying to figure out what to do with it. They know this is very polarizing for a lot of people.
I thought we already decided we're expanding to four lanes. We're going to rebuild the whole thing. Here we go.
We want to make sure that everyone sees it and knows what's going to happen, and they'll take questions and talk face-to-face with the people that are curious about it. So we're doing that tomorrow and Wednesday. Wednesday night, by the way, the return of the Milwaukee Night Market. Haven't had one of these in a while. Milwaukee Night Market right here on the west side.
Do they do like four of them through the summer?
I think they
Wednesday
try to,
night.
Yeah. Right. So hopefully that one goes off without a hitch tonight. Marquette University has a law school poll that comes out on Wednesday. This is a statewide poll. Sometimes they do the national stuff. This is a statewide poll. They're going to ask about the conviction of former President Donald Trump, what people think about that. Also, they'll get general election questions in for President and U.S. Senate. So, of course, you have Tammy Baldwin, Eric Hovde, and then you have Biden and Trump.
In Battleground, Wisconsin.
Yes. Also Wednesday, the NBA draft. The Bucks are set to pick 23rd in the first round. They also have a second round pick. Thursday, speaking of politics, it's the first presidential debate of the 2024 election cycle. It'll be on CNN, hosted by Jake Tapper and Dana Bash in Atlanta.
With the first presidential debate just 4 days away, their debate preparations couldn't be more divergent. Biden holding mock debates at Camp David with more than a dozen aides. Former President Donald Trump on the campaign trail, overnight slamming the debate's no audience format, which the Biden team had requested, and he agreed to.
So this is what we're going to hear now for the next 3.5 days, more and more about debate prep before
or lack thereof.
Which maybe
is kind of the former president's thing. He's never really spent a lot of time having somebody hammer away, Eric is the stand-in and pretends to be President Biden, and they do the potential questions.
He just goes out there and wings it and sees what happens. Summerfest returns on Thursday. On Friday, to the screens, big and small, Land of Women, a dramedy starring Eva Longoria that drops on Apple TV Plus Wednesday. The Real CSI Miami premieres on CBS on Wednesday. Season 3 of FX's The Bear that arrives on Hulu on Thursday.
Isn't that one about the restaurant or something?
Yeah, you're anti-The Bear.
Well, no, you told me I have to watch it, and you think that I would like it.
Yeah, I think you'd appreciate it.
The subject matter doesn't interest me. I guess it's stories about people, right?
Yeah.
Okay?
It's
great
the
characters.
Writing, it's the acting
and
whatnot.
Fine.
At the movies.
There's destiny about Horizon.
Will the circle?
There was a promise in America. If you're strong enough, if you're tough enough,
be unbroken.
You can make what's out there yours.
Yeah! The first film in Kevin Costner's epic four-part Western, Horizon, an American Saga, rides onto the big screen on Friday. Part 2 comes out August 16th. So it's going to be a giant four-part saga. Also coming out this weekend.
Wait, there's going to be four films?
Yeah. Oh, he's going for it. Also coming out this weekend, I'm excited about this one, A Quiet Place Day 1. I don't know if you ever saw A Quiet Place the first one or the second one. There's been two of these movies, and it's a horror movie about aliens that's that hunt by sound. They can't see; they're blind.
Oh, out! As John, too scary.
It's so well done. They are.
You had me at aliens, but out at horror.
So well done. Anyway, the third, which is going to be day one when it first started, is going to be in New York.
Still quiet.
Yes, at that point. That's when we're learning first that they actually are listening. That comes out this weekend.
That's your week ahead.